The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Are pill bugs miracle workers of the soil? I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert for Planter's Place. And today we're going to talk about what benefits pill bugs have in the garden. I recently read a headline touting that pill bugs can clean up heavy metals in soil, which caught my eye since heavy metals from mining or smelter operations are distinct problems in Montana. As beautiful as this country is, in many places it's scarred by former practices of industries that didn't know or didn't care about the long-term effects. As a result, there are entire neighborhoods who have to have their soil removed because it's pretty much toxic. So you can see why I perked up with the possibility that these little critters can help the situation. Unfortunately, as of yet, I can't find scientific evidence to back up the claim, but I'm going to keep looking to see if there's anything to it. I will tell you that having pill bugs and their cousin, the sow bugs, aren't bad things to have in your garden, because for the most part, they feed on decaying matter, turning it into something useful for your plants. To begin, let's talk about the difference between pill bugs, which are the ones that are also called roly-polies, and sow bugs. Neither one of them are insects, instead being part of the crustacean family. I love the scientific name for pill bugs, Armadillium vulgare. It says so much about their tendency to curl up into a tight ball when they're threatened. Sow bugs are Porcilio laeus. While they're two different species, and sow bugs are distinct because they don't curl up in a ball and their legs stick out, their behavior is pretty much the same. And the great thing is neither one bites, so they're perfect for the kids to handle. When our boys are in search of pill bugs, they tip over rocks or dig in the deep mulch in the garden. It usually doesn't take long to root up a mess of them, although we typically don't see them in action. Pill bugs are nocturnal creatures who come out of their hiding places in the night to feed upon the decaying matter in the soil. Sometimes they will chew on the roots or parts of the plant at soil level, though. I've had that happen in the greenhouse, and I've used diatomaceous earth around the plants to protect them. But for the most part, the pill bugs have plenty to handle, especially if you add organic matter to the soil regularly. While they have an almost indestructible appearance with their armor-like shell, the worst time for pill bugs is when it's hot and dry. During a situation like this, if they can hunker down into cracks in the soil or in hidden places where they can often weather the dry spell. But if they can't find a suitable environment, it might mean the end of them. Pill bugs are an important part of the ecosystem of a garden. While they're not fancy and frankly look downright prehistoric, they're the diligent workers who take care of what needs to be done below ground level. If you'd like to find out more information about our beneficial insects in the garden, as well as those that might be nibbling on your plants, please visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.